All right, a question about email newsletter and the domain name to use. So this person has a Gmail account, wondering whether she should be using her Gmail address or her at, name.com address for her email newsletter. And I'm glad you asked because I have had a strong opinion about this for years, that everybody watching this, you should have two and probably only two email addresses, please, for the sake of my database system. And those two email addresses should be: one is your personal email address as you communicate with clients, with even fans personally, with friends, with family, whatever. Just your so for example, for mine, that's georgecow@gmail.com. That's my personal email address, and I'm the one only one getting it, and I'm the only one responding to it, et cetera. And then the other email address you should have, I'm not saying everyone should have a Gmail account. I'm just saying you should have a personal address for both personal. Now, for me, I'm very productive with my email inbox clearing. So I don't mind everything going into my one box. I think it's more efficient anyway, but that's a separate topic, email productivity. Anyway, one is your personal. You could say, fine, you don't want your personal friends and family emailing this place. Fine. You should have a personal business email address, meaning if I had a person, I would be George Cal Coach, at Gmail, or George Cal Coach at, private at georgecal.com, whatever. You should have a private email address, okay? And you should have a public email address. The public email address is where your newsletter will be sent from. And the public email address doesn't have to, it can have its own inbox if you want to manage that, or it can just be what's called a alias or a redirect email address. So, for example, my public email address that I don't mind putting publicly is contact@georgecal.com. And you'll notice that's where my email newsletters come from, contact@georgecal.com. Now that I have client programs and courses, I have another course-specific email address that sends my course materials, but that's a separate topic. But essentially, everybody watching this, please have a private email address. You can make it just your business private email address and your public email address for your newsletters. Why is this important? Because when you email your colleagues, your friends, your clients, you want it coming from your private business address. Why? Because chances are they've taken your public email, your newsletter email address, and put it in their promotions folder or their bulk newsletter sending folder. That's what I do with all your emails, with your email newsletters. I put it in my promotions folder, which I only glance at every now and then. So sometimes when you email me, I wish you came into my primary folder because that's what's needed with that, with a separate email address. I'm so frustrated when clients send it to me and they come to the promote. I'm like, listen, please watch this segment. Stop using the same email address to privately email people versus sending your newsletters. Terrible idea, right? Because of how email people sort their emails. So I hope this is helpful. And so for so to the person who's asking this, if you have a Gmail, obviously use that as your private and have your, newsletter at yourname.com or contact@yourname.com be the public one that sends your emails. So I hope this helps.